voluntary.
你听到圣诞节这三个字，你里面有什么感情哦？我不是说你认识哦，说感情哦，注意 emotion。
Yeah, I'm asking
for what
sort of emotions stirred up when you
heard of Christmas
season.
请问你有什么感情？你听到这个圣诞节三个字。可是你没有回答我的问题，我不是说你觉得怎么样，我不是说你对圣诞节你的感觉什么，你听到这三个字什么感
情？ Just asking for your emotion,
喜怒哀乐疲乏等等，哪一个感受？放假啊，不错。
Just happy that I can have a holiday, vacation. Yeah.
谢谢。Annie, 你听到圣诞节三个字有什么感情 ？Emotion.
Just one.
喜乐的感觉。
In the past, she just felt it was just a holiday, but now she has joy.
我告诉你我的真心话。
I'll tell you my true feeling.
我以前听到圣诞节三个字。
In the past, when I heard about Christmas,
我就好累。
I felt so tired.
因为做牧师，圣诞节最累。
Especially as a pastor, being the pastor is tired.
事情之多。
It's how many works to do.
所以我跟你们很敞开啊。
I'm very open with you, you know.
所以你们下面听我讲道也要敞开啊。
So following, you're gonna be open too.
我们不要演戏哈。
I'm not gonna be pretending.
我们都是真的哈。
We're true, real.
上帝是真的，我们也是真的。
God is real, and we're also real.
其实啊，很多人在争论啊。
So many people have a controversy.
他说。这个圣诞节其实不是十二月二十五号。
That actually Jesus wasn't born on December 12th.
根据考据，也真的不是十二月二十五。
And then based on history, it's truly that he wasn't born on December 25th.
但是在哪一天不是最重要的。
But this is not the point.
最重要的是神的儿子来到这世界上。
The point is that he came to this world.
所以我今天早上要分享的题目是在黑暗中的大光，那时和此时啊。
So my title today is a great light in the dark, then and now.
那黑暗的时候就需要光。
When there's darkness, we need light.
但是很多时候最惨的是在黑暗当中都不知道是黑暗。
So often, the worst thing is that you don't even know you're in darkness.
所以今天早上我跟大家分享圣诞节的时候，当主耶稣降生那个世代的真正的情况是怎么样。
So today, I'd like to share with you the time and the period of when Jesus was born.
那在黑暗中的大光，那时那个时的光景如何？我在讲主耶稣诞生的那个世代。
So I'm going to talk about during the time that when Jesus was born.
那个时代是怎么样的一个时代呢
？In the historical background, how it was like.
是一个相当黑暗的时代。
It was a very dark age.
对犹太人来说
，especially to the Jewish people.
那是一个非常艰难的时代。
It was a tough time for them.
因为犹太人。他们已经亡国了几百年了。
Because for the Jewish people, their nations collapsed for many years, for hundreds, few hundreds years.
犹太人在他们的传统上面
，in the traditions of the Jewish people,
他们一直要期待有一个弥赛亚要来。
They've been looking for a Messiah.
那个弥赛亚是什么意思呢
？What is Messiah?
我们在圣诞节的时候常常听到人家唱那个曲叫弥赛亚，对不对
？During the Christmas time,
弥赛亚是吧
？You always sing the song of Messiah, you know, by Handel.
我就想请问大家，你知道弥赛亚是什么意思
？But do you know what it means? What does it mean?
弥赛亚就是救世主的意思。
You know, Messiah means.The Savior
就是救主的意思
means the Savior of the world.
你可以讲救主啊，救星啊，反正最重要是来救我们的。
The one who rescue you.
所以对犹太人来说
，So to the Jewish people.
对以色列人来说
，The Israelites.
他们一直在等一个弥赛亚。
They've been waiting for a Messiah.
当然，在这个历史的长河里面
，Especially of course in the past in the history.
有很多假的弥赛亚要来
过。There were many false messiahs.
很多人说我就是那一位啊，怎么样怎么
样。So many people pointed to themselves, I'm the Messiah.
我相信在今天也很多人说他是弥赛亚，是吧
？I believe that so many people also say that today I am the Messiah.
出了一个产品，说这就是救星啊，你要啊，你有这个那个都可以救啊。
There's something like a new product that comes and it will claim that it can save you.
但是在耶稣降生之前的那个时代。
But then during the time of Jesus, before he was born,
犹太人很沮丧的。
It was a time when the Jewish people were disappointed.
国家也灭亡了。
That their nation was no longer exists.
他们住的地方叫巴勒斯坦。
And they lived in Palestine.
那个巴勒斯坦不是国名，是一个地理的名词。
And that place is not a nation's name; it was just a geographical name.
统治的政权是罗马帝国。
And those who rule over them were the Roman Empire.
所以他把那个地方又分了几个地方。
And even in that location, they were segregated into a few different districts.
有一个地方是让希律王来统治。
And one of the districts were ruled by Herod.
让巴勒斯坦的某一部分又成为这个犹大省。
And then certain part of it becomes the Jewish district.
是由这个比拉多来统治。
It was the
Pilate.
Pilate. Oh yeah, Pilate was the one who look over it.
耶稣在的时代啊，有人就说奇怪，每一次耶稣讲到，怎么那么多人都跑去听啊？
So during the time of Jesus, and people wonder why every time when Jesus preached, so many people came to him.
当然是很多人是。因为主耶稣讲道很有能力，也很有吸引力了，那是原因之一。
Well, of course, one of the reasons that his preaching was very powerful and attractive to many people.
但是我告诉你另外一个原因。
But let me tell you another reason.
因为那时候经济很差。
But it was because the economic status at the time was terrible.
我就不知道有那个失业率多高啊。
You know, there are many people who doesn't have a job.
你们听懂我在讲什么吧？主耶稣那个时代，犹太人那边大部分都没事干。
You know that means that during that his period, there's so many people that just have no job, they have nothing to do.
没有工作，就经济很不好。
Because there was in a terrible economic state.
所以人的心是很痛苦的。
So many people, their heart was struggling.
然后那时候的宗教领袖怎么样呢？
And also at the time, the religious leader.
你去看四福音就知道。
If you look back in the four gospels.
他们一天到晚就在钻研那些字面的意思啊，律法怎么说，律法怎么说。
They always look into all the biblical like knowledge and just try to find out what is the details, the background of the words.
他们根本就不管民生的痛苦。
But then they don't really care about the people.
事实上，当旧约最后一个先知讲完话以后，到主耶稣出现这四百年之间，上帝对以色列人没有讲任何话。
And the fact was that before Jesus was born, for 400 years that God has not spoken to them.
是很惨的一个时候。
So it was a terrible time.
是一个很黑暗的时候。
It was a dark time.
无论政治、经济、宗教都很黑暗。
In terms of political, religious, and economic realm,
it was all dark. 但是我们看到就是有一个大光来到。
Yet we proclaim there's a great light that came.
你可能还没信这个，没有关系。你今天稍微听我解释一下。
So you may, even though you may not be a Christian right now, it's okay. Just bear with me. I'll explain to you.
不管什么事情是真实的，要两三个见证人。
Or whatever the truth was, you need two or three witnesses.
我们今天我要跟你讲大光的来到。
Let me today I'll tell you that the truth of the great light.
那个大光就讲的是主耶稣。
That great light talks about refers to Jesus.
有三方面。
There were three different points,
area.
Yeah, areas.
第一个我要讲到是天使的宣告。
The first one is that the angels proclaimed.
你们当中有多少
proclamation?
有多少人知道这世界上有天使？
How many people know that there is angels in the world?
我不是讲那个贵人在你生命里帮你那种天使。
I'm not talking about the good, like the people who help you, those kind of angels.
也不是你爱的要死的那个女人，你叫她天使。
It's not the lady that you love that you call them angels.
我讲是真的，一种属灵的天使，灵体叫天使。
I'm truly talking about the spiritual being of that is angel.
你们有多少人相信
？How many people believes in the name? There's an angel.
这个还比较容易。
There's angel. Okay.
你们有多少人真的看过天使
？How many have actually seen angels?
哦，这边有两个，不错。
Oh, there are two people. Okay.
这教会不错，已经有人看到。
It's pretty good that people who seen angels.
第三个问题要问，
the third question I'm gonna ask you.
天使是干嘛的
？Do you know what do they do? What is their job?
你们两个看过的讲一点。
Those who have seen angels, you can share.
Okay, 所以天使其实
like a servant.
天使其实是神召来服侍这个基督徒服侍神的儿女的。
So God created angels to serve the Christians, the children of God.
天使是一个灵体。
An angel is a spiritual being.
它可以显现。
That they could reveal to you.
它也可以隐藏。
They can also hide from you.
当主耶稣诞生的时候。
And when Jesus was born.
天使就像以色列的犹太这个 牧羊人显现。
The angels reveal to the shepherds in the plain.
这也是一件很奇特的事。
So that is a special event.
Strange
event.
因为那时候的牧羊人是地位很低。
You know, during that time, the shepherds were in the lowliest place.
可是为什么这么重要的消息去报给那个社会地位最低的人？
However, such an important news, why did they went to the shepherds, the lowly people?
那是另外一个 sermon.
So that's another sermon topic.
今天不能讲。
We can't talk about this today.
不论怎么样，就是说在伯利恒的这个，
no matter how,
在伯利恒的野地里面，那个天使就突然出现，就跟这些牧羊人说。
So on the plain of Bethlehem, those angels reveal themselves and proclaim to the shepherds.
当天使出现的时候，
when they revealed themselves,
牧羊人非常害怕。
The shepherds were frightened.
我想天使今天向我们出现，你一定会害怕。
So I believe that you will be also frightened by the angels if they reveal themselves to you.
如果你不信，你更害怕。
If you don't believe, then you will be more frightful.
因为你不知道他是谁。
Because you don't know who they are.
第二，他是灵体。
Well, the second is that they are spiritual beings.
所以他有很大的能力。
They have a mighty power.
所以那些牧羊人非常害怕。
So the shepherds were afraid.
所以牧羊人天使跟他说不要惧怕。
But then the angel said, spoke to them that don't be afraid.
天使对牧羊人讲的话也是天使今天要对你我讲的话。
And the word that the messages that the angel gave to the shepherds is also the same message to us.
我虽然不是天使。
Although I'm not an angel.
我今天扮演天使的角色。
But I kind of play the role of an angel today.
所以跟你们每一个人讲。
So I'm going to tell you this.
你不要惧怕。
You don't need to be fearful.
因为我要告诉你们一个大喜的信息。
Because I'm going to tell you a good news.
是关于全世界每一个
人。It's regarding everyone in this world.
因为在2000年以前。
Because in 2000 years ago.
在大卫的城里伯利恒。
In the city of David, Bethlehem.
为你们生了一个救主。
They were born for you a savior.
就是主耶稣。
And that's Jesus.
他是生在马槽里。
He was born in a stable.
我这个报告是晚了2000年。
Although this news is late, like 2000 years late.
但是在2000年前。
But 2000 years ago.
那个天使这样讲的时候。
When the angels proclaimed this news.
因为那天在伯利恒城里面。
Because on that night, in the city of Bethlehem.
可能有不少的 baby 生下来。
There were so many babies were born.
他怎么知道是哪一个是神的
儿子呢？ How do you know which one is God's son?
所以天使跟他说有一个记号。
So the angels told them that there was a sign.
有一婴儿包着布在马槽里面的那个。
There's a baby was wrapped in the cloth and lay in the stable. That's the one.
所以天使告诉他的消息是非常重要的。
So that's a very critical information that the angels gave.
是一个好消息。
It's a good news.
是跟每一个人有关的好消息。
It's related to everybody.
是神的儿子成为人，成为救主。成为 Savior 来到我们人世间。
Is that the Son of God has become a man? He became flesh and to live among us.
那个生下来那个婴儿必须是包着布在马槽里的。
And that baby must be born and then in the stable and be wrapped in cloth.
所以我讲说关于这个大光哦，第一个证据就是说天使来宣告这个消息。
So regarding this great light, the first witness were the angels.
第二个证据是旧约先知的预言跟预言的实现。
And the second witnesses were the Old Testament prophecy and how they came to pass, been fulfilled.
如果你去读圣经啊,
if you read the Bible,
圣经分两部分,
that the Bible has two sections.
一部分是旧约,
but one session are the called Old Testament,
有39卷书,
and there were 39 books in the Old Testament.
另外一部分是新约,
and then in the New Testament,
是27本书,
there are 27 books.
那个旧约是跟新约怎么分呢?
How do you divide the Old and the New Testament?
就是根据主耶稣的诞生来分。
It's according to the birth of Jesus.
在旧约诞在主耶稣诞生之前的那些书叫做旧约。
So before Jesus was born, then all the writing were called Old Testament.
之后的叫新约。
And then afterwards are called New Testament.
在旧约里面又分很多部分。
And also in the Old Testament there were different parts.
里面有一部分叫做先知书。
And one part of it is called the prophets.
其中有一个先知叫做以赛亚。
And one of the prophets were called Isaiah.
这个以赛亚在主耶稣诞生前600多年就存在的。
So this prophet was born 600 600 years before Jesus.
对，所以他就预言说，有一天这个弥赛亚来的时候
，and then and he prophesied that one day when Jesus is going to come，
他要在哪里，在哪里
？And he, where would he be？
所以就后来就在马太福音那边记载说，他说耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边境上。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布伦地。拿弗他利，这边有。
I have it here.
哦，有 ，OK。就是沿海的地，约旦河外外邦人的加利地。那坐在这，我要特别请大家注意听，是这里。他说，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
So here, that's what it says in Matthew 4:12-16, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah.Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
So, 先是以赛亚在六百年前就讲说，有一天这位弥赛亚要在这个地方，这个地方，这个地方。那时候百姓就像在黑暗中看到大光一样。
So 600 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah already prophesied in which of the location that Jesus or the Messiah would be born and where would he walked around the land. And so during the time of darkness, people were expecting the great light to come.
你们当中有多少人去过这个圣地的？
How many people has been to Israel?
The
Holy Land.
Not that
many of us.
我们应该牧师也要组个团带大家去。
But one day I will take you on a tour.
我们今年才，我们今年我跟师母刚刚去过。
This year I've just been to Israel, Holy Land.
刚才讲的那几个城，我们都在那，加百农啊也在那里啊，伯利恒也去过哈。
So we've been to those cities we just read. It was called Bethlehem and also Capernaum.
Yeah.当你去到那里啊，又有导游跟你解释，你就感觉很不一样啊。
When you visit that place and you have a tour guide who shows you around, and you feel very different.
你到伯利恒，他会跟你讲，耶稣就是生在这里。
When you go to Bethlehem, they will tell you this is where Jesus was born.
然后那个在那个耶路撒冷城那边，他还有讲主耶稣是钉死在这里，埋在这里，所以他都有解释，你会感觉是真的啊，是真的发生过的事情。
And you also feel that like their explanation, though you truly feel that it has happened, it was a true historical event.
所以无论是天使的这个宣告，或者旧约先知的预言，都是讲到这个大光要来到。
So not only the angels proclaim, but also the prophecy talks about this great light will come.
最后这个光来到，他自己也宣告。
And then when he came, he also proclaimed that he is the light of the world.
约翰福音第八章第十二节。
So this is where it says in John 8:12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。”
Jesus says that I am the light of the world. Those who follow me, they will not walk in darkness, but they will see the light of life.
所以主耶稣来的时候，他也讲得很清楚，他说：“我是世界的光。”
So Jesus proclaimed very clearly that I am the light of the world.
那跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
And whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
要得着生命的光。
But we'll have the light of life.
这就是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
主耶稣是世界的光的原因，因为他有生命的光。
The reason that Jesus is the light of the world because he is the light of life.
朋友们，你的生命有光吗？
May I ask you, my friend, do you have light in your life?
我希望你想一想这个问题。
May you really think about this.
第一个问题是你听到圣诞节这三个字，你的感觉是什么？
The first question was, what was your emotion when you think about Christmas?
第二个问题是你的生命里面有光吗？
And the second question is, do you have light in your life?
什么是生命的光？
May I ask you, what is the light of life?
第三个问题是
The third question was,
你还好吗？
How are you?
你还好吗？
How are you?
先不要讲光了。
Let's not talk about light.
你说什么什么光啊不光，我都快累死了。
Like, I don't know if there's light or not, but I'm just too tired.
很多人到了圣诞节这些节期的都很辛苦啊，是不是啊？
So many people were just very busy during this time.
今天早上才十点多来教会，那路上都满了车啊。
You know, like on the way to here, it was just 10 a.m. in the morning. It was already stuck on traffic.
师母很乐观啊。
And then Marlene was very positive.
他说这些人都是去教会的。
And all these people are going to church.
我说不太像啊。
I was like, doesn't look like it.
他们不是去我们想的那种教会啊。
They probably don't are not going to the what we think a church, the churches we think.
人生很不容易啊。
We know that life is hard.
这个八十号公路啊，就是你们如果你们今天开的这八十号公路是全美国交通最拥挤的一个公路。
You know that on Highway 80 is one of the most trafficked. Highway.
因为通常人家所谓的这个 carpool lane 都是两个人。
You know, like our carpool lane has two people, but our carpool lane has three people.
这个地方要三个人。
Yeah, our carpool lane here needs three people.
很不幸，我们破了世界纪录。
So sadly, we've broken the record.
因为你要走那 carpool， 还要再抓两个人坐在车上跟你一起走。
So you have to have two more people with you to just get on the carpool lane.
你说牧师，你讲这个跟你讲的光有什么关系呢
？So pastor, you asked me why are you talking about this? How is that related to the light of life?
我要讲的就是说人生很不容易。
I want to say that life is hard, it's tough.
我们教会刚好在高速公路旁边。
That our church is just right next to a highway entrance.
我们礼拜二晚上有祷告会。
And on Tuesday night we have prayer meeting.
是七点十五开始。
Start at 6:30 now.
对你改了新了，因为他现在是接班人，改
so
改朝换代了，我还是讲
以前。So excuse me, yeah, I changed the time. So
没有关系啊，六点半也可以啊。
So it's all right. 6:30 is good. You don't start early.
六点半的时候，你站到教会的这个外面去看那个高速公路。
So if you stand out here at 6:30 and you look to the highway,
那个车是慢慢的爬。
You know how the car was like.
你知道
climb, crawling speed.
还有多少人还没有回到家
？You know how many people were stalling on the highway, couldn't go home.
他们到家的时候可能都已经七点钟了。
By the time they got home, it's already seven.
七点半。
7:30.
他都还没有吃一口饭。
They haven't had dinner yet.
他哪有时间来祷告会
？How do they have time to pray? Need to prayer meeting. Come to prayer meeting.
那你说牧师，你的意思是大家都不用来祷告
？So pastor, you mean like we don't all need to come? We don't need to come to prayer meeting? Is that right?
不是 ，That's not right.
not right.
我的意思不是那样子。
That's not what I mean.
我的意思是我完全了解。
I'm just saying that I understand how they feel.
你知道我会怎么做吗
？You know what I'm gonna do?
我会 develop 一个 app.
I'm gonna develop. 我要创造一个
app 啊，
一个程式。
所以所有基督徒他就可以在他的手机上都弄了，他在高速公路上就可以祷告了。
So that they can, so that all the Christians they can pray when they're on the highway.
他最后六点半到家那段时间就祷告完了。
So by the time they get home, they'll finish their prayer time.
No waste time. 我现在问大家，就是说，你的生命，我的生命有光吗？
But my question is that do you have light in your life?
为什么主耶稣说我是生命的光呢
？Why did Jesus says that I'm the light of this world?World,
当一个人讲
light of life.
当一个人讲他是生命的光的时候，他另外一面的意思就是我们生命里有很多黑暗了，是不是
？And in other words, in retrospect, it means which means that a lot of us does not have, we are living in darkness, right? When he proclaimed he is the light of life.
这个话听了不是很舒服哈。
When we hear this, it's not very comfortable.
因为你主耶稣是谁？你是老大，你居然讲我们生命有很多黑暗
呢？So I was like, who are you, Jesus? How dare you to judge that we have no light, we are darkness?
如果他讲的不正确，那就是侮辱我们。
But if Jesus, what he said is wrong, then he is just insulting. Yeah,
如果他讲的正确，我们就要聆听啊。
But if Jesus, what he said was right, then we must listen.
其实我再问更深一句话。
So may I ask you a deeper question?
你的生命里有没有光？
That do you have light in your life?
跟你为什么而活有关系。
Is really correlated to what is the purpose of your life?
你为什么要活在世界上？
Is that why do you live in this world?
你说你问这问题很无聊。
As a pastor, this is an irrelevant question.
Irrelevant nonsense question. 因为我没有什么选择啊。
Because I don't have a choice.
对不对？
Right? Isn't that right?
你有什么选择？你就被生下来，就生下来啊。
You didn't have a choice. You were just born to this world.
我爸爸、我妈妈没有得到我同意啊。
That my parents did not ask for my permission to give birth to me.
我讲一个笑话给你听啊。
I tell you a joke here.
也不是笑话，这是我的故事啊。
It's not a joke. It's my story.
不是我的故事，是我爸爸的故事。
It's my the story of my dad.
我爸爸已经安息了。
And my dad already rest in the Lord.
他现在没有办法改正这故事，由我讲嘛。
So he can't change my story now.
我爸爸是生在。
And my dad was born in China, Hunan.
他也没什么选择。
He didn't have a choice.
然后他在十七岁的时候。
And when he was 17,
他的这个堂哥。
His cousin.
就劝他说。
Well, trying to,
劝他。
Persuade him.
他说，在这个乡下没什么搞头啊。
That there's nothing, no future if you stay in this village.
然后你爸爸又那么严厉。
And also your dad is such a strict, yeah.Dad,
我们出去闯天下吧。
How about let's leave this place together and explore the world?
所以在有一天天还没亮的时候。
So one day, one morning before the sun was, yeah, came out.
这是一个逃家行动计划。
So this is a plan that
Operation Escape.
Yeah, Operation Escape plan.
我的父亲已经跟我的祖母讲好。
So my dad already told his mom, my grandma.
因为我的祖父很严厉。
Because my grandfather is a very strict dad.
他完全是受孔孟思想那一套所影
响。He was raised with the mindset of Confucius.
Confucius teaching.
Teaching value.
所以就是这个打骂这是应该的。
So the way he disciplined him and then it's like beating and then scolding is right.
所以我爸爸很。怕我的祖父。
So my dad was, yeah, fear his dad.
所以他跟我的祖母讲好了。
So he told his mom.
明天早上我要走。
That the next morning I'm gonna leave.
堂哥会来带我。
And then my cousin's gonna take me.
我出去闯天下。
I'm gonna go conquer the world.
No.
Explore the world.
我赚了大钱以后。
After I make a lot of money.
我回来见妈妈。
And I'll come back for you.
就走了。
And then he left.
一去以后。
And then once he left,
人算不如天算。
You can't calculate that much.
国共内战。
And there were like civil war that broke out in China.
就没有办法再回去。
Then he never could get went back home.
所以让你们猜一猜他去哪里了。
You guess where did he go?
他去台湾。
He went to Taiwan.
我爸爸太年轻了，他出去那么小一点点啊，年纪我爸长得很帅，比我帅。
You know, my dad, he was very young. You know, he was.Also very handsome.
然后他就去自愿说我要当兵。
And then he volunteered to be in the army.
那个征兵人说，你几岁啊？
And then the captain asked, "How old are you?"
我爸说你不要管我几岁，我愿意来当，我愿意爱国。
And then my dad responded, "You don't care about, don't ask for how old I am. I just love this nation, this country. Let me volunteer."
所以他去登记的时候，他为了要保证他可以征兵，他把年纪加两岁。
Because when he registered to be on the army, he just add on two more years to his age.
所以他就真的被征兵，他是做青年军的预备部队啊。
Then he truly was accepted and was drafted to be in one of the young people army.
后来他就跑到台湾去。
And then he went off to Taiwan.
后来他就认识我妈妈。
That's how where he met my mom.
他认识我妈妈的故事是非常精彩。
Another story about how he met my mom.
我要讲的这个论点是，其实你跟我的人生不是很多时候不是由你我能决定。
The reason I'm telling you this is because your life is so often that you can't really decide for your own life.
我爸爸从来不知道他离家出走有一天会在台湾，最后在台湾。
My dad never knew that one day he left home he will end up in Taiwan.
然后就遇到我母亲。
And then he met my mom.
他们的军队派到台湾去是要收服台湾的民心啊。
You know that he was sent to Taiwan is so that there was a mission is to, what is it? Influence the Taiwanese people, I guess.
因为台湾那时候发生二二八事变。
Because that, during that time there was an, I don't know what is 二二八.
There's a political uprising between the mainlander and Taiwanese. So a lot of people have been killed. So Taiwanese hate mainlander very much. So General Chiang Kai-shek just sent a troop there.派军队呢要收买人心，我说我爸爸收买了一个人的心，就是我妈妈的心。
And she only got one person's heart, and that's my mom.
我 我为什么讲这个呢?
Why did I tell you this?
因为如果我爸爸没有遇到我妈妈,
so if my dad has not never met my mom,
然后他们就不会结婚,
then they would not get married.
就不会有我,
then they would not have me.
今天你就没有田牧师,
and today you won't have Pastor Joseph.
你也听不到我讲的道,
and you won't be hearing me preaching.
所以在人生这个过程里面,
so in the life journey,
有一个主宰者,
that there is a one person, one who is sovereign.
也是让我们觉得有时候很难过的, 就是为什么会变这样子?
And also, this is also the same reason how we feel that how come life leads itself this way.
所以我就问你说, 你人生有光吗?
So that's why I'm asking you, do you have light in your life?
你为什么活在这世界上?
Why do you live in this world?
你可以说我没有什么办法, 因为我父母就生我。
You can, your answer could be, I don't have a choice because my parents just gave birth to me.
就刚好生在香港, 生在台湾, 生在美国。
I just, by chance, I was born in Hong Kong and Taiwan and America,
但是你,
or America.
但是你可能有另外一个解释。
Or you can have another kind of explanation.
就像圣经上所讲的。
That which is a biblical from the Bible perspective.
是根据圣经来讲的, 就是说有一个有位格的上帝,
is that there is a person who is God. There's a God.
他是有位, 他是非常爱你的,
that he loves you deeply.
圣经上说你在母腹里面,
in the Bible it says when you were still in your mother's womb, he already knows you.
所以他让你生在香港, 生在澳门, 生在任何一个地方,
and then he destined you to be born in the different place in Hong Kong and Taiwan and China and America. And through a life different journey.
有一天你遇见他,
and one day you'll meet him.
你开始了解,
and then you start to understand why your life was led this way.
所以主耶稣说, 我是生命的光, 我是世界的光。
And that's why Jesus says, I am the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
Those who follow me will not walk, will never walk in darkness.
要得着生命的光。
That they will have the light of life.
那这个生命的光是什么呢?
So, but what is light of life?
就是 他会告诉你你活在这世界上, 你为什么活在这世界上?
But it, because it will give you direction, it tells you why you live in this world.
那我现在问这两个看, 看过天使的姊妹,
so now I'm going to ask those two sisters who have seen the angels.
你根据你做基督徒,
so according to being a Christian, why do you live in this world?
除了你没有什么选择啊,
besides you don't have a choice.
你们都看过天使,
you have seen angels, you should be a pretty good Christian.
为神的爱活的,
because God's love.
好, 那另外一位呢?
How about another sister?
有点不公平啊, 这一家怎么都看到天使,
其他都没看到。 How come this whole family seen angels?
啊, 我知道啊, 我不是在对你讲, 我对他讲。
Okay.
怎么样? 你觉得人生活在世界上是为什么?
What is the reason
根据圣经的教导, 做一个基督徒, 人为什么活在世界上?
For a purpose of life, according to the Bible, or
对,
like I believe that God has chosen me before I was born.
所以你的意思是为他,
that he created me with a purpose.
为他的目的而活, 我现在问, 啊, 对, 对,
yeah, before I met him, I did not know anything.
那你觉得人活在世界上是为什么?
So what is the purpose of living in this world?
要做光,
so Ben, when I became Christian, that's just like what Jesus says to us, that
you will
become a light.
一个为神的光而活, 哎, 请问一下师母, 她师母,
她很懂的圣经,
请问, 请问, 根据圣经, 基督教教义, 我们人为什么要活在世界上?
To know him and make him known.
这个答案非常好, 这有Christmas gift.
就是活在世界上的目的就是要认识神, 然后也使世界的人认识他。
非常重要,
yeah, 这是, this is very important.
因为神是看不见,
because God, you can't see God with your eyes.
你用肉眼看不见神,
you cannot see him with your bare eyes.
但是你认识一个合乎神心意的人的时候,
but if you know someone who actually knows God's own heart,
你就会知道神是怎么样的神,
then you start to know who this God really is.
这也是我们这个教会的意向,
and this is the vision of this church.
要建立一个荣耀的教会,
they were going to build a glorious church.
很多人说什么是荣耀的教会?
So many people ask, what is a glorious church?
非常抽象,
this is so vague.
我说因为你不懂就很抽象,
because you don't know, then this is vague.
你懂了就很实际,
but if you understand this, then it's really concrete.
一个荣耀的教会就是反映那个荣耀的神的那个教会,
because if, it's a, if, there's a, if, if you're a glorious church, then you reflect the glory of the God of this church.
一个能够反映神荣耀的教会就是荣耀的教会。
If a church that reflects the glorious God, then that's a glorious church.
我个人的定义,
this is my definition.
一个人活在世界上,
a person who lives in, we live in this world,
是要反映神的荣耀,
is that you're going to reflect the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
这个是最正面的,
this is the most positive explanation.
那你就问了说, 什么是神的荣耀呢?
So then you're going to ask me, what is the glory of God?
又是一个很抽象,
it's another very vague question.
很多人都说, 田牧师, 你们一天到晚讲都是很抽象的。
Like, so many people ask me, Pastor, everything you talk about is so vague. I don't
讲一些,
get it.
讲一些现实, 一些具体, 像这个椅子可以坐, 这个,
like, can you tell me?
钞票可以用, 你天哪什么荣耀啊, 这个那个, 不知道在讲什么。
So many people don't understand what we're talking about, glory and glory. Can you tell something that's more concrete, like the chair I can sit on and the cash I can understand?
主耶稣说, 我是世界的光。
And when Jesus said, I'm the light of this world.
一下又说生命的光。
And then talk about light of life.
你到底在讲什么?
What are you talking about?
我就问了,
then I asked you,
什么是荣耀啊?
What is glory?
什么是神的荣耀?
What is the glory of God?
你的小孩都很乖。
That all your kids listen to you.
你事业很成功。
That your career was really smooth.
你婚姻很美满。
And your marriage is perfect.
你活了99岁。
And then you live until 99.
还非常健康。
And it's very healthy.
这是神的荣耀。
Is that God's glory?
很多人认为这就是神的荣耀。
So many people, that's called, they think that that's glory of God.
所以很多人祷告说,
so many people pray
上帝你帮助我,
that Lord, please help me
让我事业成功,
that I will be successful.
30岁前赚100万美金,
before I reach 30, I will have how about 10,
$1 million US
dollar. I'll make $1 million.
我娶一个好太太,
and I have a good wife,
养两个好小孩,
and I have two beautiful kids,
一男一女,
one boy, one girl,
男的上哈佛,
and then the guy or the boy will go to Harvard,
女的去 Stanford,
and my daughter go to Stanford.
所以,
that's why,
我就可以荣耀你,
and that's how I can glorify God, because I'm a Christian,
所以我可以荣耀你,
so then I can re-glorify you.
我完全不同意这个,
I totally disagree with this
如果我不是,
mindset.
我不是基督徒,
even though if I'm not Christian, I still don't agree with this.
那是什么胡说八道?
That is what sort of nonsense.
上帝那么差,
that how God is terrible. Is God so terrible that needs you to glorify him? That's not biblical truth. The biblical definition of glory,
讲到你我的荣耀,
talk about our glory, is to reflect his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
真正的荣耀是这样的,
the true glory is like this.
Is that
both your kids doesn't listen to you.
事业也不太成功,
that your career was kind of so-so.
健康也不怎么好,
and your health was just not that good.
可是呢,
but
你很喜乐,
you're very joyful.
从早到晚都很喜乐,
that all day long you're very joyful.
而且很平安,
and very peaceful.
而且很有爱心,
and also very kind and loving.
虽然不是那么有钱,
although you don't have that much money,
但是还是很爱帮助人,
but then you still love to help others.
大家都尊重你,
that people respect you.
当有一天,
and one day,
你离开世界的时候,
when you leave this world,
大家都好想你,
that everybody will miss you.
这是荣耀,
this is glory.
我跟师母哦,
that me and my and Marlene,
我们去台东啊, 台湾的, we, 台湾有一个地方叫台东,
that there's a place in Taiwan called the east of Taiwan.
他们叫后山,
it's behind the mountain.
就是没有人理的地方,
that means, which means there's nobody lives there. Like, nobody care about that place.
那边有很多的这个原住民住在那, that,
who lives many indigenous people there.
他们生活都比较穷,
and their livelihood were just on the poor, poverty.
有很多的困难,
have a lot of difficulties.
吸毒跟酗酒的困难,
they were struggling with drugs and alcohol.
所以他们的儿女都很困难,
so all of their children were like struggling.
所以我的朋友啊, 我的一个朋友, 从小长大朋友, 他就特别来关心这些原住民的下一代。
So one of my really close friends that we knew since childhood, she went to that place to provide care for those people.
他有一个观念就是陪他们。
So she has a value that's it's just to spend time with them.
他的观念就是这些有困难的人你要陪他。
that he's, her value is that you need to spend time with those people who are struggling.
因为你不跟他们在一起，你就不能影响他们。
Because if you don't spend time with them, then you can't influence them.
你不影响他们，就不能改变他们。
If you can't influence them, then you can't change them.
你光讲一个道是很好讲的。
You can say I preach something that's very simple.
不是 ，it's easy to preach.
It's easy to preach, yes.
很难跟他们住在一起。
But it's very hard to actually live with them.
所以他就在这些部落里面就设立的一个宣教站在那里。
So she set up like a mission point in that place.
然后他去邀请人，在别的地方，台北啊比较好的地方，人说你们受过好的教育，如果你爱这些原住民的儿女，你就来这边住在那里。
So that she has a mission station there and then invite other people who like to come on a mission trip and have resources, they can stay in that place. So they live there and spend time and live with the children.
就在那边租个房子，买一个房子，就住在那里。
They just bought a house there and or rental, they just live there.
他们的理念就是把世界的光就带到那里。
And their value is that they're going to bring the light of this world to that place.
那其中有一个光啊，这里面的有一个宣教师。
So, among them there was one of the missionaries.
他们现在有四个点在那里。
They have four different mission stations there.
有一个点，那个宣教师叫什么名字？
And then one of the point, one of the stations, there was a missionary called Irene. Her name.
Irene 吗？有一个宣教师叫 Irene.
So there's a missionary. Her name is Irene.
我觉得她真有神的荣耀。
I truly see God's glory in her.
她就是很喜乐。
She's very joyful.
从头到尾都很喜乐。
There's a whole day she's very joyful.
她住在一个原住民的村庄，那是很穷的地方。
She lives in a very poor place with the indigenous people there.
她丈夫也死了。
And her husband passed away.
她以前做的是很好的事业。
In the past, she has a very great career.
可是她现在好像什么都没有。
But right now, it looks seems like she has nothing.
因为她有世界的光在她里面。
But because she has the light of this world inside of her.
我跟师母非常的 impressed with her.
That both me and Marlene were very impressed with her.
因为我们去泰国。
Because we've been to Thailand.
去马来西亚。
We've been to Malaysia.
去台湾。
We went to Taiwan.
看了各种各样的。
We've seen all sort of people.
大部分人都不太快乐。
And most people weren't that joyful.
事实上，很多人很生气。
In fact, many people were angry.
但是这位姊妹非常喜乐。
But this sister, she's very joyful.
非常满足。
She's so satisfied, yeah.
因为她遇见了世界的光。
Because she's met the light of life.
而且她得到生命的光。
And she also has gotten, she has received this light.
她说：“我清楚的知道。”
She said, "I truly know."
上帝要我在余生，就是要帮助这些。可爱的原住民的小孩们。
That God, I truly know that God wants me the rest of my life to serve those people there and to love them.
当一个人为了上帝所为他定的旨意而活的时候
，When a person live for God's purpose for them,
他就真的把荣耀表现出来。
Then they truly reflect glory.
他就会真正的喜乐，会满足。
Then the person will truly be fulfilled and have joy.
亲爱的朋友们
，and my dear friends,
我的时间已经到了。
My time is up.
我要给你的信息是
，My message for you.
黑暗中的大光
is that dark, the light in the darkness.
朋友们
my friend,
真正的黑暗不是外面的。
The true darkness is not on the outside.
是里面。
It's inside.
Amen.
Amen.
我们真正需要改变的是里面。
The true that the thing that we really need to change is inside.
但是我们没有办法改变我们自己。
But the thing is we don't have the power to change ourselves.
因为这是一个属灵的事情。
Because this is a spiritual thing.
所以主耶稣知道这个。
So because Jesus knows that.
在约翰福音第一章十二节到十三节。
In the John chapter 1:12-13.
这边说到，凡接待主耶稣的，就是信他名的人。他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这边又说，这的人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will.But born of God.
所以这个其实你 很多人说田牧师信耶稣，信耶稣怎么个？请问一个人是怎么进入神的国的？
So many people ask me, how do you enter the kingdom of God?
一个人是生进去的。
That a person is born into the kingdom of God.
我们当中有多少人是基督徒的？
How many of us are Christians here? Please raise your hand.
请问你是怎么进去的？
How did you enter the kingdom of God?
根据主耶稣讲是生进去的。
According to Bible, that you was born into the kingdom of God.
你生下来是一个天然的生命。
That when you were born, you have a natural life.
但是你还要再生一次，是一个属灵的生命。
That you need to be born again, so then you have a spiritual life.
所以约翰福音呢说，这不是照人意生的，不是照情欲生的。乃是照神生的，所以这不是靠人的方法能够生出来的。
And this is according to John. Here he says, it's not, you were born, it's not according to natural descent, it's not like physical, it's not by a human decision or husband's will, but it was born of God.
所以如果你还没有生进去的人，
So if you have not been born into the kingdom of God,
其实也是很简单。
It is also pretty simple.
你听到我今天讲的信息，
If you hear my message today,
你觉得我，你说我人生走到这个今天这个这个这个这个、这个点，
that you think that your life has been unto this point.
我需要生命的光。
That I need the light. I need this light in my life.
我需要真正的喜乐跟满足。
I need the true satisfaction and joy.
你可以做一个祷告。
That you can make this prayer.
你请主耶稣到你的生命里。
That you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life.
做你的救主。
To be your savior.
他可以解决你罪的问题。
He can resolve the issue of sin.
还有内疚感的问题。
And the issues of guilt.
还有羞耻的问题。
And shame.
然后他也做你生命的主。
And he'll become the light of your life.
这是第一种邀请。
And this is the first invitation I extend to you.
第二种邀请是给所有的基督徒。
And then the second invitation is for all Christians.
在2700多年前。
That in 2700 years ago.
以色列的先知以赛亚。
That Isaiah, prophet Isaiah.
他就看到有一天我们要来到这个世代。
That he seen that one day we'll come to this, we will have this generation.
他说看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
It says, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people.
今天就是这个现象。
And nowadays, we are in this phenomenon.
在这个困难的时代，
in this tough age,
有一个新的，有一种疾病越来越多。
And there's a kind of sickness that has been exponentially growing.
就是忧郁症。
And that's depression.
我自己也得过。
I have got depression too.
神怜悯我。
But God has mercy on me.
让我再出来。
That I came out of depression.
但是这个时代黑暗遮盖大，因为很多事情的发展在这世界让人不太了解。
But then this darkness covers this generation. There's so many things that proceeds. It's out of your understanding.
如果你用头脑去思想，
If you try to understand it through logic,
很多时候你会很生气。
So often you'll be angry.
其中一个问题就是为什么好人没有好报，是吧？
So one of the question is how come Nice people would not have a nice, like a good result. I don't know.
特别像我这样的好人。
Especially such as a person, good person like me.
为什么人生这么不顺利？
How life is so difficult.
等等等等。
Et cetera, et cetera.
还有很多的灾难。
And there are many disasters.
你们有多少人知道刚刚发生一个海啸袭击印尼啊？
Do you know that in Indonesia there just has a tsunami? 我刚刚看了一个
非常大的海啸。没有任何的警告，突然就袭击。
There was a huge tsunami that wiped across Indonesia, and many people died.
所以，在这个末后的世代
，So in this end time,
有很多的天然灾害
，and there were many natural disasters,
而且是极端性
，and it's also in the extremes.
很多人不了解
，So often we don't understand this,
就会害怕
，and then we'll react in fear,
忧虑。
And you are worried.
就成了很多人得忧郁症。
And that's why so many people has depression.
但是以赛亚也
是。Because it's out of control.
以赛亚也邀请大家说，看啊，兴起发光。
But this is why Isaiah give us this invitation, says, arise and shine.
因为你的光已经来到。
For your light has come.
耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
And the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
好不好啊？
Isn't that great?
这表示神的医治要来到。
That which means that God's healing is going to come upon you.
神的光代表着他的医治要来到。
His light represents his healing is going to come.
我要跟大家分享一个秘诀。
Let me share with you a secret.
一个快乐的秘诀。
It's like a secret of joy.
有多少人需要快乐的举手
？How many people wants to be joyful?
应该是每一个人都
要举手。Please raise your hand.
我告诉你一个秘诀。
I believe everybody will raise their hands. Let me tell you a secret.
第一个，我告诉你一个秘诀。
The first secret is.
先不要讲快乐啊。
Let's not talk about joy yet.
如果你要常常的不快乐
，If you want to be not happy all the time，
很简单
，It's very simple。
你老是想你自己
，You constantly think about yourself。
我告诉你，你一天到晚想你自己。
If you think about yourself all the time, all day long，
想你的小狗
，Think about your puppy，
想你的小孩
，Think about your kids，
想你的健康
，Think about your health，
想你的太太
，Think about your wife，
想你的家人
，Your families，
你就。Depressed.
Then you start depressed.
所以如果你要继续 depressed, 你就
If you want to continue that path, you can. You're welcome to.
那我现在，我告诉你快乐的秘诀。
Now I'm telling you the secret of being joyful.
你要开始转开你的注意力。
Now you need to change your focus.
第一个，你要开始注意这位荣耀的神。
The first thing is you need to start to focus on this glorious God.
你说。牧师，我都不认识这个神，怎么看得到荣耀？所以你今天就要认识这位荣耀的神。
Pastor is like you ask me, I don't know this God. How can I focus on Him? So I'm asking, I'm telling you, today you're going to know Him.
我们的神是极其荣耀的神。
That our God is a glorious God.
他把那些最丑恶、最不完美的事情都改变成最美丽的事。
He can change and transform all the worst situation and turn it around to be something good.
那才是真的神的荣耀。
And that's a true glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
我们当中有很多人有见证。我做牧师33年，带了很多人都有这个见证。Amen.
I've led so many people. Many Christians has this same testimony.
你要快乐吗
？You want to be happy or not happy? Joyful.
改变你的专注点。
Then you have to change your focus.
从你自己的需要、自己的困难、自己的痛苦、自己的一切里面出来。
From all the self-centered focus, change from that and come.
然后专注在荣耀的神的身上
and then focus on this glorious God.
你说我不知道荣耀神什么，就开始研究，开始追寻，打电话给田牧师 ，make appointment 给赵传道，开始研究到底神的荣耀是什么，有什么好荣耀的，是不是、啊、
？Amen. Too long.
你要翻译啊。
He said, "If you don't know what is the glory of God, then call me or call him, or study the Word of God and ask this question, and then you'll know."
所以你不要。你要离开这种忧郁，离开这种困难。你第一个不要再想自己，一直想自己的困难这些。你开始专注在神的身上。
So the first thing that you want to come out of depression is that you're going to change focus from yourself to the glorious God.
因为以赛亚说了，说兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。
So this is what the prophet Isaiah said, "Arise and shine, for your light has come."
因为耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。
And the glory of the Lord rises upon you.
感谢主啊。
Amen.
是耶和华的荣耀来发现你，不是你来发现耶和华的荣耀。
And thank you that is the Lord, is the glory of God rises upon you. It's not you the other way around.
神非常感动我的心，要讲今天早上讲这篇信息。
The Lord really moves my heart. Give me this message this morning.
圣诞节的真正意义。
That the true meaning of Christmas
is that
you come to know this glorious God.
And
that you have a glorious life.
And
to reflect His glory.
So when you leave这些忧郁、这些困扰的时候，你先不要一直专注在你自己的身上。
The first thing is that you're going to change your focus from yourself to the Lord.
专注在荣耀的神的身上。
To the glorious God.
当你在专注这个荣耀的神的时候。
When you focus on Him and His glory.
他就会告诉你很多人的需要。
Then He will start to tell you, reveal to you how many the needs of other people.
你会开始关怀你的家人、你的亲戚、你周围的人，甚至泰国的人、非洲的人，因为圣灵会告诉你。
And then you'll start to have the heart and the capacity to love and care for those around you, your family, your friends, even people from in the other continent like Africa, China, Thailand. And the Holy Spirit will guide you. And that's a mission. And this is the reason why me and Marlene went on the mission trip. Isn't that great? And this is my Christmas gift for all of you.
快乐的秘诀
that the secret of joy is that you don't think about yourself
only,
that you think of the glorious God, think about the needs around you, then the great light will come upon you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and that you have spoken to us, that every one of us that will have respond. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.